Purest plutonium in the universe. Pretty, isn't it?
Bob, what do you think?
A weapon this big with 20 times the punch of anything anybody's got? Is he kidding?
No, he did it all right. It's a brilliant achievement.
He'd get the Nobel if he could publish.
Publish?
I said if.
All right. I want a prototype facility, fully operational before Geneva, if possible. Everything goes through Energy in Washington, need to know, SCI clearance. Set him up, whatever he needs. Someplace quiet, away from prying eyes. And keep an eye on him.
Uh-oh, there we go.
Thank you.
Hi, Mom.
Paul, it's 4:30 in the morning.
What's the book?
I don't know. Some cheap novel.
Come on. I'll buy you a drink. Be careful, it's hot. What? What's the matter?
You're going so fast.
Yeah, but that's no reason to have a nervous breakdown.
Come here.
We gotta get you a Valium or some heroin or something.
What's it do?
Unstable with respect to shock.
Well, what's that mean?
Once it dries, if you touch it, it explodes.
Oh, you're crazy.
You say that like it's a bad thing. Whose drawer?
Roland's.
Poor Roland.
Nah, he'll love it. Builds character. He's coming.
Hiya, Roland. Listen, could I borrow your English notes?
You've got to be kidding.
But I lent you my math homework at least 10 times.
Sorry, Stephen. It's a doggy-dog world out there. I got to look out for number one.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Last time we learned that plutonium is perfectly suited for the release of enormous amounts of energy due to its ability to fission under the action of slow neutrons. Now here we have the isotope plutonium 239. And here we have two very interesting inventions based on this. Now, can anyone tell us the principle behind the implosion device? Paul, could you enlighten us?
Huh?
Yes, Roland.
Yes. Your implosion design simply uses a chemical high explosive to squeeze a subcritical piece of weapons-grade plutonium-239 until it's supercritical, thereby producing an atomic explosion.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkie.
Get at him! Not even shit!
Hi.
Hi,
Jen.
Hi, Paul.
Did you lose something?
It's so dumb. I locked my car keys in the glove compartment because I always lose them. So now I've lost the keys to the glove compartment. Dumb, right?
You got a nail file in there?
Yeah, why?
Let me see it.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry about it.
It's a new car.
Trust me.
That was terrible, you know.
What?
Roland.
Terrible. I thought it was very effective.
Not bad. Thanks. Where'd you learn this?
CIA, Child Recruitment Program.
Listen, what are you doing Sunday night?
Nothing, why?
You want to study?
You mean together?
Uh-huh.
Well, what about Mr. Perfect?
Who, Eric? Don't worry about Eric, he's just pretty. So what do you say?
Sure.
My house, okay? 115 North Highland, near Thurston. You gonna write it down? 8 o'clock, all right? I have to babysit my little brother.
Ah, babysitting. Does he bite?
No, I'm the one that bites.
Yo! Steven, how about it?
Excuse me, doctor?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Stevens.
Oh, hi.
Please have a seat.
Thanks.
Could you spell this for me, doctor? I can't seem to read your writing.
M-A-T-H-E-W-S-O-N.
Matthews.
John Matthewson.
And you're interested in a one-bedroom sublet, furnished?
Yeah.
Any special requirements?
It should be quiet and in an English-speaking country.
I think we can handle that. Children?
No. No children.
Pets?
No pets, no children, no flamenco dancing.
So it's just you and...
Just me and my books. And my memories, of course.
We have a very nice garden condominium on sublet. New building, good neighborhood, $500 a month, including utilities. The particulars are inside.
No, that's okay.
You don't like it?
Oh, I love it. I'll take it.
You'll take it?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Uh-huh.
Without looking at it?
Well, you said it was nice, didn't you?
Well, okay. That was easy.
Oh. I'm very easy.
Well, I guess that's that. And if there's anything else I can do...
Well, as a matter of fact, there is one thing.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
The thing is, I've been here for 6 weeks down at the Carriage House Motel, and I don't know a soul in town, and you've been so nice. I thought perhaps some night you'd let me buy you dinner. Is that crazy?
I can't, no.
No? Really?
It's sweet of you, but it's quite impossible.
No, hey, I understand. You have something. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll go back to my room and watch them rewrap the soap.
Not that bad, is it?
Not wonderful.
Paul, come say hi. Dr. Matthewson, this is my son, Paul.
Yes, sir. Oh, I didn't realize you were... Look, this is terrible. I feel like a perfect ass.
Nobody's perfect. I'm sorry. That was not called for. As a matter of fact, my husband and I are separated.
Oh. I mean... Hi, Paul. I'm John. Well, you're a science buff?
Uh-huh.
Lasers. Fantastic thing, lasers. You ever seen one in the flesh?
No.
Would you like to?
Sure.
Well, the funny coincidence is, I just happen to have access to one of the sexiest lasers in the entire free world. And if your mom says it's okay, you come on down to the lab, and I will give you... The grand tour, laser heaven. And in return, I get to take you and your mom to dinner. Sunday. Deal?
state your name and business.
Hi, my name is Paul Stevens, and I'm here to see Dr. Matthewson.
Come through the gate and up to the main building. Put these on and see that gentleman over there, please.
Thank you.
What are those things?
Motion detectors.
Really? What do they do?
Anything that moves, they detect it.
You think?
Not bad.
Not bad? I just cut through a steel plate with a beam of light. He says it's not bad.
The copper vapor laser, more powerful than I've ever worked with. Down here's the main reaction chamber, reaction column, the vacuum assembly, And everything back there in the cage, that's the assay area. Everything's run by the robot.
So, what did your old man do for a living?
Taught architecture at Cornell.
What's that?
What?
That stuff.
Oh, that's lubricating oil for the robot.
No, that green stuff in those bottles.
Oh, that's americium 241. It's one of the things we make here. Come on. I'll show you the ground. Down by the lake. Beautiful down there.
So where is he now, your father?
Saudi Arabia.
Really? What happened?
I guess he didn't like being married anymore.
Some guys don't know when they're well off.
Actually, he's a brilliant architect. He's just kind of a shit in his personal life, that's all. So, you gonna go out with Elizabeth?
Elizabeth?
My mother.
Oh, right, Elizabeth. I don't know, that's pretty much up to her, I guess. She's quite an unusual woman, your mother, don't you think? Paul?
Excuse me?
Your mother.
Yeah, right. Very unusual.
Everything okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry, for me, my head is spinning.
No, it's good for the head to spin. It keeps it stable. Paul, you haven't even touched yours.
Oh, no, thank you. I don't drink wine.
Oh, why is that?
It impairs my judgment.
What's the matter?
Air conditioning.
Yeah, take my coat.
I left my sweater in Dr. Matthewson's cottage. You'd be a sweetheart. When he was 6 years old, he started getting up at 2 every morning and staying up. You know,
here you go, Mom.
Ah, is that better?
Yes. Thanks, sweetheart.
Well, thank you very much for dinner. It was very stimulating.
What, are you leaving? No dessert?
Sorry, I have a date.
Oh, wait. I didn't give you your present.
Present?
Yeah, it's a brain teaser. You have to get each of the 4 balls in the corners. A colleague of mine from MIT invented it. He's a games theorist, wants to market it. He says anyone who can do it inside of 2 minutes... I guess I'm going to have to come up with something harder.
Plus which, there are only 2 uses in the world for plutonium. In weapons and in reactors, right? So if they're making reactors, why would they say it's medical? And if it is medical, why are they fooling around with plutonium? It doesn't make any sense.
How do you know it's plutonium? Maybe it's something else.
It's not. It's little flakes of plutonium in a green gel. It's called a scintillant.
Well, why would he just invite you inside? It's crazy.
So he's crazy. Look what he does for a living. He's hot for my mother. He figures I'm a dumb kid.
He's hot for your mother? Really?
Uh-huh. You got a knife for a screwdriver or something?
That's the door.
Plus which, he's got all these security clearances. I don't know what they are. Los Alamos, Livermore Labs, Oak Ridge. Do you know what they make at Oak Ridge?
What?
Nuclear warheads.
What are you saying?
I'm saying he lied, okay? At the very least. He invites me out there, and then he lies like I'm some kind of a wimp.
I think you're overreacting.
To what?
I don't know. Oedipal jealousy, maybe.
Oedipal jealousy? What's that, psychology class? Does this look like Oedipal jealousy?
What is that?
What does it look like?
A 5-leaf clover. Where'd you find it?
Growing outside that lab. You know the odds on that kind of mutation happening naturally, without chemicals or radiation or something?
What?
There are none. I looked it up. It's like 1,000,000,000 to 1. It never happens.
Maybe you're just very lucky. Oh, my God. Who knows about this?
Just us.
we should do something.
What?
I don't know. Tell somebody. A newspaper? My father. I mean, you can't just waltz into town and set up a bomb factory next to people's houses.
It's not a factory. It's more like a laboratory.
What's the difference? It's nuclear, right? You have to have hearings. You have to let the community know about it.
There are laws.
That's a government lab. They're not going to let anybody in there to look around.
They let you in.
Look, the guy was horny, so he took a chance.
So we do nothing? Is that it?
Well, what do you suggest we do? March on Washington?
My parents happen to have met at a march on Washington.
Really? Very 60s. Were you born in a Stones concert?
This isn't funny. Do you know what this is like? It's like when you read about, I don't know, Anne Frank or something, and you say to yourself, Jesus, why didn't they do something? The whole world is collapsing. They just sat around. Life as usual. Maybe it'll go away. But it never goes away. It only gets worse. Nobody thinks about the future. What's the matter?
Who's Anne Frank?
A girl in my English class, all right? What are you looking at?
The storm. There's a storm coming.
So?
The lab. They've got a security system there. TV cameras, motion detectors, all kinds of stuff. Only the thing is, it's all electric.
So?
Lightning, lightning. Don't you get it?
No.
We can get in there.
Good, but he's a robot. Without you, what could he do?
There's no limit to what he could do. He could destroy the Earth. If anything should happen to me, you must go to God. You must say these words. Klaatu, Barada, Likto. Please repeat that. You must remember
that's
words.
Very bad for you.
All this stuff is bad for you. Could you come here for a minute?
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi. This is Paul Stevens from my science class.
Hello, Paul.
Very pleased to meet you both.
Want to be asleep?
Uh-huh. Hey. Chocolate chip. What do you say?
I was just going to drive Paul home, actually.
Okay. Rain check then.
Sorry.
Drive carefully. They're predicting some flooding.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There it is. German car, right? Figures. Hitting on my mother and watching my tape.
Paul?
What?
What if there's more than one guard?
No, the whole place is set up so it can be watched by one person. Look, trust me, it's brilliant. Besides, what can they do to us anyway? We're kids. It's a prank, right?
State your name and business, please.
Where are you?
You're on a remote intercom, ma'am.
What seems to be the problem?
This isn't Baker North, is it?
No, this is Metatomics Company.
Where's Baker North? I've been driving around for an hour.
Campus is on the other side of town, ma'am. What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm supposed to meet my sister.
And I think there's something wrong with the car. And
I'm a little scared.
Okay, come on through.
Tell me when.
Okay, get ready. Now.
Your left front tire is flat in a pancake.
Oh, no.
Take it easy. We'll get you fixed up. Some night, huh? You got a spare?
A spare what?
A spare tire. Yes, information. You got a phone number for emergency road service? Hey, I'll hold. Excuse me, call you back. Hello? Central office? Charlie, Ben Bozeman over at Metatomics. Is it raining down there? Well, it is here. Electric storm. Stretching up the whole system. What? No. Radiation checkpoint's okay. On its own, sir. Look, what can I tell you? It's thunder and lightning. I keep getting these burnouts. What? Of course I did. But they're all just flipping over. You know these damn things. Every time you get a power surge, they go crazy. AMD car to just both went at once, if you can believe that. Tell you what, I'm going to do an on-site check and wait till the storm passes to reset. Okay? I need to go in there, Charlie. They got stuff in there that zaps your gunners right out.
You know something? This jack isn't gonna work. This jack is Mickey Mouse. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Terry.
Looks like rain. What do you think? What's the matter?
Damn storm grits up the whole system.
You call it in?
Did I call it in? Tell you the truth, I'd rather have one good dog than all that fancy equipment.
Why don't you give me a hand?
Thank you.
Where's the lug nut?
The what?
The things that hold the wheel on.
What do they look like? Well, oh my God.
You were brilliant, all that crying with the guard.
Thanks. Can we get out of here now?
Genius.
That's some sweetie, huh?
Come on now, you're a married man.
Hey, a man can still have a little snack between meals, can't he? Goodbye, sweetheart.
Tomorrow we take it to Dr. Nietzsche.
Who?
Bob Nietzsche, a friend of my father's in the chemistry department at Cornell. He'll verify what it is.
I told you what it is.
Yeah, but I need a second source for my article, like Woodward and Bernstein.
Well, who's that? Article, huh?
Yeah, why?
Have another thought.
Oh, it's very thick.
I thought you wanted proof. That's proof.
But we have the stuff. Isn't that enough?
Enough for what?
An article. An expose in, like, Rolling Stone. I bet they'd publish it.
Rolling Stone? Come on. Who's going to care about a couple of kids who stole some stuff from a lab somewhere? You want a story? Write one about a kid who builds an atomic bomb.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Yes.
You are weird.
I'm weird. I didn't make that stuff.
No. It's too dangerous, isn't it?
No. It's just a piece of equipment, like a toaster or a clock. A bunch of parts that have to be put together, so you just never put them together. Look, people used to be afraid of cars because they didn't understand them.
Cars don't kill people.
Cars have killed more people than all the atomic bombs that were ever loaded.
That's not a logical argument.
I'm not talking about logic. I'm talking about the first privately built nuclear device in the history of the world.
thank you for a very interesting evening.
Science fair, really?
45th annual science something. You get to go to New York.
Oh, that's the same one that Roland's entering, huh? Retinal deprivation and auditory enhancement in the common Chrysetus.
Zoology.
Uh-huh. I'm going to raise a generation of hamsters in the dark and see if it improves their hearing.
Paul, that's kind of a weird experiment.
Oh, no. The field's wide open. I think I've got a chance to win.
Okay, go for it. Great to see someone turn over a new leaf.
Fantastic stuff.
Just don't be around when it goes off, okay?
Say, Paul, what are you going to do with this stuff?
You know, don't tell me.
Make it 60. So, you been down the garage much?
A little. How's the army?
Hey, you're living, right? Take care, genius. Don't blow yourself up.
Thank you.
Wilson, got a minute? This is lot 13. It's completely flat.
Did you recheck it?
Yeah, three times.
Run a full spec analysis and keep this between us, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Sodium lauryl sulfate, hydrolyzed animal protein, glycerin, USFDA coloring number 5.
What the hell is it?
It's shampoo.
Shampoo?
Yeah, we think either one of the generic local brands or maybe something called Alberto's VO5. Plus glitter.
Glitter?
Yeah, shred aluminum foil like they use on a greeting card. Thank you, Howard.
Oh, somebody has a pretty weird sense of humor.
John, the time key record has you in the building 4 weeks ago, Sunday night, 11:08 p.m., out at 11:49.
Oh, this is a mistake.
You weren't here?
No.
Well, somebody was with your card.
Well, that's impossible. Look, Miles, it's a computer. They're not infallible. Wasn't that the night of that big electrical storm?
I don't know. So what?
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, here's your answer. There was a power dropout, and you had some garbage in the system.
It says right here, Mathewson, 11:08 p.m.
Yeah, I know. I know, but do me a favor. Just check it out, will you? I mean, you know these guys. It's like cabin fever. It happens all the time. I'm sure that it'll turn up again.
Cabin fever?
Yeah, I mean, when I was at Livermore, there were two guys who kept mice in the...
Significant amount. I have to report it.
Oh, come on. They'll be all over us. Look, I'm on a crash program here. You want to bring everything to a dead stop just because you've got a little glitch?
I'm sorry, John. I don't make the rules.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, can I talk to Paul?
Paul's away till tomorrow night.
Oh, where?
New York. He has a project in a science fair. He didn't tell you?
No. What kind of project?
Something at school. Guinea pigs. No, hamsters. Why? What's up?
Oh, it's nothing. I just had some tickets to the ball game. Oh, gosh.
What?
Oh, they need me on the floor. Listen, what hotel is he at?
The New York Penta.
Okay, great. Maybe I'll give him a ring, okay?
Okay.
Great. Well, listen, I better go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're saying you never actually went inside and saw what he was doing?
No.
Why not?
He never asked me. What's the problem? Was he sexually abusing the hamsters or something?
Judges are circulating now, and the final elimination starts at 3 o'clock. Do you have accommodations?
I'm a guest of the hotel. What is that?
Key to the room.
Very scientific.
Hey, Roland, what do you say? Stevens! Keep away. Just keep away from me.
Good luck, Roland.
Yeah, sure. Keep in touch.
Basically, what my project is dealing with is Halley's Comet, tracking Halley's Comet for the duration that it'll be here. Halley's Comet will be most visible in the most of the time.
I was wondering, what are you doing after the fair?
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Electrodes discharge, which makes impact with the atom.
What number are we?
96.
There we are.
Wow. Look at her.
Okay, so we set it up, and right before the elimination, we go downstairs to the car. We bring it up here. We unveil it. We win first prize. We get to go on television. Am I leaving anything out?
Just the part where we get shot for treason.
Maybe we'll go tonight?
Okay, sure.
It's downtown. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Where's your badge? You gotta have a badge.
Jenny.
Jolene. Jeffrey.
What is that? Nothing special, just some microwaves.
I invented a way of using insects as a dietary supplement for humans. Beetles, ants, mosquitoes. You grind them up. Low cholesterol.
Shut up, Beckles. That's disgusting. My project is quite fascinating. I took 6 common toads and froze them in liquid nitrogen for 6 months.
Why?
What do you like to know?
My project is a study of social behavior in elevators. How people react under pressure. Her eyes move away. Don't you like me? She doesn't like me.
You'll have to excuse him. He's got a hormone imbalance. What's your project?
Oh, nothing. Just some hamsters. He's lying. He blinked. They're all afraid of the competition.
What's the difference? It's not if you win. It's how you play the game, right? No. It's if you win.
Dr. Matheson, Lieutenant Colonel Conroy, Defense Nuclear Agency.
Hi, how are you?
I've been better.
So, somebody took your magic beans and built themselves a firecracker, is that it?
That's it.
How big a bag are we talking about?
50 kilotons, give or take.
Doctor, unless I'm mistaken, 50 kilotons could just about evaporate a small city.
That's right.
Good Christ, and I can't put this thing together?
Yeah, it kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
Any idea who he's working with?
I don't think he's working with anybody. I think he did it by himself.
What for?
I don't know. Maybe to see if he could do it.
Crazy.
Crazy world.
Okay, how's this? Paul Stevens, a high school student from Ithaca, New York, unveiled a homemade atomic bomb at the 45th Annual Science Fair today, thereby becoming the first private citizen to join the Nuclear Club, an exclusive group whose other members include the United States, the Soviet Union, Great Britain, France, and China.
If I'm in the Nuclear Club, do I get a jacket?
You get anything you want.
Jenny?
What?
I never thought I'd say this to anybody, but I gotta go get the atomic bomb out of the car.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Dr. Matthewson.
Is this him?
Paul, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Well, I thought we might start with some kissing and then move into the fancy stuff.
Cute, real cute.
Normal background radiation, I don't think it's here.
Wow, what is that?
Neutron detector.
Really? Who makes those?
Don't try my patience, boy.
Come on, Paul.
Get that stuff into the typewriter. What's that over there?
Excuse me, this is a private room.
Who are you?
My name is Jennifer Anderman. My father's a lawyer.
Good, you're gonna need him.
You know you can't come in here without a warrant. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, what is this, Russia?
You have exactly 10 seconds to come up with that damn thing.
I demand to make a phone call. I can't do this, Paul. It's illegal search and seizure.
Would you please escort this young lady outside?
Don't you touch me! I want to know the charges!
Yeah.
The charges, okay. How about theft of government property, transportation of stolen goods,
reckless endangerment, violation of the Nuclear Regulatory
Act, and conspiracy to commit espionage? Is that good enough for starters? You're in a peck of trouble, son. You're not as smart as you think. Look, Colonel, we're not going to accomplish anything like this. When I want your expert advice, Doctor, I'll ask for it.
We demand to see a lawyer.
You'll see a lawyer when I say so. Listen, I gave you an order. This isn't a goddamn debate.
If you would just please get your hands off me. No! Get your hands off me.
I gave you an order to see a lawyer when I say so.
Don't you tell me. Everybody quiet!
Let's all just get a little grip. Now, we did kind of burst in here. Look, Colonel, what do you say me and Paul, we take a little walk? Just the two of us. I'm sure we can work this whole thing out. What do you say, Paul? Colonel?
You have 5 minutes.
Thanks.
Kind of upset in there, huh?
I don't know why. It's just some lubricating oil for the robot.
Oh, what'd you want us to do? Put up a neon sign saying Secret Weapons Laboratory? I wish the world were a simpler place, Paul, but it's not.
Well, don't worry about it. They can't do anything to me.
Why not?
I'm underage.
Oh, that's really brilliant. What do you think this is, the school play? They don't care how old you are or how cute.
They're gorillas. They can hurt you.
Don't you get it? You try to tough it out with them, they'll lock you in a room somewhere and throw away the room.
It's really that important to you, huh?
Oh, it's not just to me, Paul. To everybody. Now, what do you say? Okay. That's better. Where is he?
Oh, no. Not now.
What do you mean, not now? When?
After the fair.
Oh, come on, Paul.
But it's got to be judged. I'm going to win first prize.
You're joking.
No. Did you see the junk they got down there?
Paul, forget the science fair. It's over, okay? No more science fair. Look, this is top secret stuff. Nobody sees this. Not ever. You could start a war, for Christ's sake. Now stop screwing around before it's too late. Paul, for God's sake.
It was here, I swear. Jenny must have taken it. The girl.
The girl hasn't been out of our sight.
Then somebody must have stolen. Oh, Jesus.
All right, son, would you come with us now, please?
In just a minute.
Okay, Doctor, we'll take it from here.
Yeah, but he's telling the truth.
That's fine. He has nothing to worry.
It was in a box. A toolbox. My dad, he gave it to me right before he left.
We really have to know where it is, Paul.
I already told you, I don't know. Look, guys, I gotta go up. Come on, guys. What is that?
Just to relax you. To help you remember.
But I already told you, I put it in the trunk, I swear.
But it wasn't in the trunk, was it? Just relax. Okay. Okay.
You want the truth?
That would be nice.
The truth is, you guys are a bunch of assholes. And when I get out of here...
Very hostile, Paul. Just told him I could do it through the shirt.
What the hell?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have your attention. Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure, on behalf of the judges.
Army surplus.
The lights are on.
What? You took it. How?
Simple. Hotel computer. Got your girlfriend's name, Jenny Anderman. Access the Department of Motor Vehicles for the make and license on the car.
What's wrong?
They gave him an injection.
Probably sodium amytal. You have a bitter taste in your mouth?
Just keep him moving. He'll be okay. Have you got enough money?
What for?
To get away. This place is crawling with beds.
I have a credit card.
No, cash. Come on, money. You owe me $80. What's wrong?
You guys are beautiful guys.
Hey, send me a letter.
Why are you doing this?
Because life, my dear, is more than just freezing toes.
I got a taxi. Coast is clear. Come on.
Come on.
All right, folks, where to today?
Ithaca.
Funny kid.
Man. Hey, mister, I bet you can't guess what I got in this box.
Human head?
Wrong. An atomic bomb. Hey, you want to see?
Not really.
Driver, if you only had $87 and you had to get to Ithaca, what would you do?
Jenny, I love you, Jenny. I want to be your wife.
Elizabeth Stevens?
Yes.
Lieutenant Colonel Conroy, U.S. Army Delta Force.
These men are with the Nuclear Emergency Search Team, a duly authorized government agency. I'm empowered to take over these premises as a temporary crisis center.
Nuclear emergency? What? What's
look,
happening?
It's Paul.
Paul?
Something happened.
What?
Now, look, he's all right. I think he is.
Paul Jacob Stevens, born Ithaca, New York, February 14, 1970. Mother, Elizabeth Adams Stevens, admitted maternity ward, 6:20 p.m. Given 25 milligrams Demerol.
Oh, good work. That's going to be real useful.
We have a recent photograph of your family. You and your husband were separated 6 months ago. Is that it?
Yes. Would you mind not bending that picture, please?
And since then, has your son had any nightmares, anxiety, or spells of depression?
You mean, is he normal?
Does he eat an excessive amount of sweets?
What?
He got 7 new cavities during this past school year and only 1 the prior year.
Hypoglycemic mood swings, attendant paranoia.
Does he feel that people don't like him?
That he's special or different?
Is he unhappy with the present political system?
7 cavities, are you sure?
And federal authorities are looking for him and a female companion in connection with what appears to be a nuclear burglary case. Official sources say that what seemed to be an innocent prank may turn out to deeply compromise the American defense posture with overtones of espionage and international terrorism. Barbara Collins has more in New York.
Stevens, very disturbed person, definitely the criminal type.
Now, not when we got them.
We've got them?
Sure. Come on, if it was easy, it'd be easy. What about nobody doing anything, remember? What about the future? What about all that?
If we get killed, we won't have any future.
Of course we will. We always have a future. Hey.
Apple?
Get some sleep.
saying is, it would be easier if you accepted that he wasn't an innocent victim in all this.
Yes, I know. He's the criminal. That makes it all so simple.
He did do some things that are against the law.
Maybe there's a higher law.
A what?
A higher law.
What are you saying? He did it for ethics? For reasons of conscience? Who do you think he is? Galileo? He's a kid. Kids don't have reasons. They just do things.
What do you know about children?
I used to be one.
You don't know him.
Oh, but I do. He's got a gift, and he wants to use it, that's all. It's as natural as breathing. Don't make him into some kind of an activist.
What? Who are these people? They're in my house. What gives them the right? They know about everything. They know about mistakes.
Look, it's almost 6 a.m. You're exhausted.
Why don't you do something, for God's sake?
Well, what do you suggest?
I don't know. Blow them up. That's your field, isn't it?
Look, he's a very resourceful kid. He's going to be okay.
I hope so. Because if anything happens to him, anything, if one hair on his head is harmed, I promise you, I'm going to find all of you people, and I'm going to make your lives absolutely miserable. Hello, Paul?
Hi, Mom. Don't get crazy.
Paul, what's going on? They're saying all kinds of things. Paul, did you build an atomic bomb?
Only a little one.
Oh, my God.
Look, I'm okay. I don't have much time. I need to get a message to John if he calls.
I'm here, Paul.
What?
It's me, Paul. It's John.
You're there in the house?
Yeah.
They're all here, Paul.
Who all?
Lots of government men, the army. It's like an invasion.
Jesus, are you okay?
Yes. Are you going to give them what they want?
Yes, but I want something in return.
What?
A statement.
What kind of statement?
From you. Signed by you about the lab. What it is, where it is, what happens inside, everything.
What for?
I just want it.
I can't do that. I've signed a security clearance. I'll go to jail. You'll go to jail.
Look, that's the deal. The gadget for the statement. No, come on. I don't have much time.
Okay, what do I do? Type something up?
That'll do for starters.
Starters?
Just meet me at the lab in 1 hour. Main gate.
Why the lab?
Because that's what I want. And make sure that we can get inside. I want photographs, too.
Photographs? Come on, Paul.
Yeah, lots of photographs. And tell your pals no funny stuff. I'm very tense, and there's no telling what I might do.
Paul?
Oh, take it easy. You're fine.
No, I'm a terrorist. Haven't you been watching television?
Paul,
look,
what are you
just
talking
let
about?
Us...
Paul?
Paul?
Look, he trusts me. Let me do it. I'll get it back. That's what we want, isn't it?
How do we know this thing won't be armed?
Armed.
That's right. He used the phrase, I'm a terrorist. Here. No, I'm a terrorist. Haven't you been watching television?
You people really live in your own world, don't you?
Well, we don't have the luxury of living in yours.
Look, it'll take me about 5 minutes to make it to the main gate. You know what to do?
Drive to the bait shop and make a call.
You got change?
Yeah. I'll do it, don't worry.
What else?
Don't forget to focus.
Piece of cake.
This is Unit 1. The package has arrived. And it's hot.
Hi.
Is that it? What is that, a cat box?
You got the statement? Could you open it and hand it to me, please? What's DOE?
Department of Energy.
They're the guys who are in...
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go.
You don't want to really go inside the building.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, it's dangerous.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Of course.
So, Paul, why the big push for publicity, huh?
Well, I was thinking, this is such a neat place, people want to know about it. What? No, really. They got lots of cool equipment. Robots, plutonium. Why keep it a secret? They should have tours, like Disneyland.
Paul, you may be having some fun right now, but
I'm not having any fun. I'm scared out of my mind, but I don't have any choice.
Of course you do. Just give me the box.
Whoa. Yeah, great.
Why not?
Are you kidding? You think they're going to let me go home knowing what I know about this place? Jesus, you're more naive than I thought.
So what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to try and kill me.
Why?
That's what I would do if I was them.
And that's purely hypothetical.
No, it's perfectly logical. I'm the leak. So, plug the leak.
What are you going to do?
Don't worry. I'm working on it.
Hello?
Max, thank God.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jesus, what's going on? You guys have been on the news, and someone said there was a helicopter at Paul's house.
Listen, Max, you gotta do two things for us, okay? It's a matter of life and death.
Yeah, sure. Whose?
Everybody's. First, call my parents, and then call two people. I don't care who. And have them call two people.
And call the newspaper and the TV station. Are you listening?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, there's a place called Metatomics Company out on Route 81.
This is Position 2. They're coming through. Approaching the detector.
Okay, Position 2. We copy.
He's got it, all right. There's the core. Explosive package. Electronics, tamper, batteries. Nice design, actually.
Is it armed?
Nope.
You certain?
Mm-hmm. It's all in sections.
Paul. We know it's not on, Paul. So why don't you just put it down and walk away.
Walk away?
That's right. I'm going to count to three.
Hey, let me talk to him.
Doctor,
stay out of this.
Conroy on that thing. One. This wasn't part of the deal.
Two.
Don't hit the box.
Jesus.
He's got plutonium in there, for God's sake.
Shit.
Paul.
Head to the wall, Doctor. Breathe funny, and I'll blow your fucking brains out, okay?
I was really putting it together. Give me a status report.
2, 3, and 4. What do you got?
Oh, there's no way I can get in without hitting that green stuff. Or going through the plexi.
Me neither. Same here.
Okay, here's the deal. We have an irrational child down there with an armed device. He seems to trust you, so you get down there.
And do what?
Disarm it. Get him to take it apart.
And if he won't?
Well, then just separate him from it and we'll do the rest.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because I'm not a...
What, killer? Is that the word you're groping for, Doctor? And just what the bloody hell do you think you've been working on all these years? What do you think all this is for? Your own personal amusement? To stimulate you intellectually? You are what you are, Doctor. A son of a bitch like the rest of us. Now, for God's sake, take some responsibility and do what has to be done.
Again. Mind if I sit down? Two minutes, that's cutting it kind of close, isn't it?
What is that? A car key?
And the reflector.
Salad balls.
Salad balls? Why not? What do you use for the firing circuits?
Photostrobes?
Photostrobes. Well, that's very pretty.
Thanks.
Now, what do you say we take it all apart before everybody goes crazy?
No, I'm sorry. I can't do that right now.
This isn't accomplishing anything.
Sure it is.
What?
Deterrence.
Deterrence?
Yeah, you know, like when each side thinks that the other guy's going to blow everybody up. It's called mutually assured destruction.
Yeah, I know what it's called.
Well, it's working, isn't it?
How do you mean?
I'm still alive, aren't I?
Don't talk like that.
Thing is, I've been thinking about it. I'm not sure that I'm crazy enough to actually turn the key.
No. the problem with deterrence, isn't it?
So I guess I blew it.
What do you mean?
I'm not getting out of here.
Paul, give it to me.
Come on. Give it to me.
Sons of bitches. We're all what we are, right? So here's my responsible act. I'm taking him out of here. And since you all like scenarios so much, I've got one for you. It's called a little game of chance. I'll bet you that I can turn this key and blow us all to hell even after you shoot me. You're going to have to shoot me, okay? Everybody's problems all solved in 1 millionth of a second. Now, who wants to play?
Red team, I do not want them off the premises with that gadget. Do you copy?
Please, not in the building. One stray bullet and we've got a containment breach. That can mean as many as a...
All right, listen.
Yeah, copy command, no problem. Give me a clear shot behind the ear and I'll turn them off like a switch.
Well, at least now I can publish.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think I just blew my security clearance.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Time for a change of vocations anyway. There must be a place in the private sector for an unemployed nuclear weapons designer, don't you think?
Itself spontaneously.
Jesus. Damn thing's counting down. It's gonna blow.
Probably neutron flux. Radiation from the core can screw up this kind of solid-state timing circuit.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, well, better learn. Gentlemen, we got a little wrinkle here. Listen carefully and do exactly as I say.
We have 999 hours to dismantle it.
I don't think so. Time-based circuits tend to deteriorate exponentially, faster and faster.
See? Jesus, why'd we bring it back here, then?
Why not? Where'd you want to take it?
How about Treeman Quarry?
What?
Sure. Say, a couple of square miles at least, no one around. It's perfect.
A couple of square miles. Paul, if this thing goes, you're going to get a really good view of a 50 to 70 kiloton explosion. You don't know what you took, Paul. This is special stuff. It's very nasty. It's so hot, we don't even know how to test it.
It's a miracle you didn't kill yourself just carrying it home.
So, if I unscrew this, I can get the core out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You got a screwdriver? No, no, a bigger one. Same thing happened at the Trinity test 40 years ago.
Really?
You know, the core got stuck halfway in while they were trying to insert it. I wouldn't bump it around like that if I were you. It might decide to fire just for spite.
So what do we do?
We could drill it.
No, no. We might get a static charge.
Disconnect the batteries.
No. What if we get sparks?
Cut the main lead.
Yeah. Yeah, that's worth a try.
I'll need to remove the middle plate.
Do it. Do it.
Anybody have a Phillips head screwdriver?
Okay. Can't you just answer the goddamn question?
I wasn't any good at math. All right, as y approaches infinity, t is equal to 1 plus 1 over n to the...
To the nth.
Right. You're a bright kid. You ought to do something with it. Okay. I make it just about 3 minutes to zero.
Oh, boy.
Excuse me, sir? What about evacuation?
Evacuation of who?
The people.
Oh, you mean New York, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Canada, those people?
Okay, I'm at the main connector.
Okay, go ahead.
Wire clippers.
Yeah, right here.
What the hell's that?
Firing circuit. I programmed the photostrobes to charge automatically 90 seconds from detonation. The timer must be all messed up. Maybe I should have made it 10 seconds. Anyhow, look, it doesn't matter. All I have to do is cut the power. It's this wire right over here. All right, here I go. Ready? One, two.
No, no, no! Don't cut it! Don't do anything! Don't do anything? What are you, nuts?
Regular photographic strobe units, that's what you use?
Exactly.
All right, here's the problem. Once those things are charged, even if you turn them off, they can discharge while you're unplugging.
What are you talking about?
This thing could detonate just from our trying to disconnect it. Okay.
Can I shh?
Just wait.
I'll wait. It won't wait.
Okay. Okay, Nick. Either that thing is going to work or it's not. If it's not going to work, we can all just stand here till it reaches zero, at which point nothing will happen. However, I think it's going to work, which means we have to disarm it.
How?
Cut the leads between the photostrobes and the high explosives.
How many leads are there?
Six along this strip here.
Right, six leads, six wires. Now, the trick is, we have to cut them at exactly the same time. And I mean exactly.
Or what? Oh, shit, really?
Come on, let's just do it. Colonel, if you'll count for us, give him the cutters. You're number one, two, three, four, five. You, over here.
This one's yours, right there.
Sorry about before, kid. Just doing a job, nothing personal.
300.
Okay, everybody ready?
Wait, I don't have a cutter.
Get another cutter over there.
Come on.
Are you telling me I'm going to die because some asshole didn't bring a pair of pliers?
I got it.
What is that? Is that going to work?
I hope so.
210.
Okay. I'm going to count backward from five. Everybody ready?
Wait. Do we cut on one or on zero?
180.
On zero, like this. Three, two... This is just a rehearsal. Nobody do anything. 3, 2, 1, cut. Everybody understand?
110.
Okay. Anybody want to make a bet? No? Okay. Here we go, for real this time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was interesting.
What do you think you're doing?
Letting a little fresh air in.
Get away from that door.
Give it up, Colonel. We blew it. What are you going to do? Make us all disappear? Me? And him? And all of them?
Too many secrets. Too many secrets.